Oh man, you know, when I first heard that the funding, that just over half, 54% of our funding has been cut. We've been given 90 days notice, and it felt like somebody had reached in and pulled out my guts. And my anxiety shot through the roof, and I cried, and I raged, and felt mourning, and I tried to bargain, and all those things, you know, that you go through when somebody dies. And that's kind of how it feels like, because I love this place, and I've always loved this place, and the people, and just everything. And it's so unique. I can't think of another space where I can go and produce work, interact with my peers, get support from the staff. The staff are awesome, by the way. They're really, really, the staff we have right now are fantastic. And the thought of losing any of them also makes my guts clench and I feel sick. And I think that it would really kill any chance that I've got as an artist. I mean, the thing is that it's so difficult to get ahead in this art game. And I've tried. I've taken my work to mainstream galleries and I've tried to be taken on and represented in them and turned down. And one person that's been working with this very high-end mainstream gallery for the last 20 years took me aside and said, "Listen, honey, I'll give you some advice." He said, 99% of the mainstream galleries here in the city, he said, they're only interested in representing established artists, and over half of those are from other countries. And you're somebody brand new. Nobody wants to take a chance on you. So that leaves just the fringe. You know, that just leaves places like Gachet because they will actually give a person a chance. And because of them, I was able to build up a CV of a body of work, which made me eligible to actually write for the big government grants. You see, so everything's connected, and without that support from them, I absolutely couldn't have qualified. So like, there's just no way. I mean, the rules and everything are set against you. And as far as you know, even for example, if I'm starving and I want to try and sell some art and I set up on a sidewalk, the police and the city officials will come and basically arrest you because you're breaking the law. You're not allowed to sell your work. So you have to get it into a gallery, right? Like, and yet it's impossible. So, you know, and then they wonder why we're starving. You know, I know that there's a lot of amazing artists and I see them all around me here, and they face the same struggles and barriers and challenges, and it's definitely a challenge, you know, and I've been working at it for a long time, and I'm actually at the point where I think I'm right at the threshold where I might actually break through. But again, the timing couldn't be worse for this funding cut because it's like yanking the rug out from under me, and then I'm back to square one and zero and back to zero. And so, you know, oh, and then another big thing is that I really think is amazing about Gachet is that it's peer run. It's not a bunch of bureaucrats in suits running from the top down. We actually run from the bottom up, and people are encouraged to be a part of that process. And it's very egalitarian, like a republic. It's not like a dictatorship. And it seems to me that that's what they're trying to do, because they want to funnel the funds into places that are really strictly regimented and controlled. And you know, that's just not how we are as artists. You know, we just don't fit into these boxes. You know, you can't put us in boxes, guys. It's not gonna work. Don't even try. Don't put us into boxes, because we're gonna break out. Okay, thanks.